Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Graham Annesley, can you hear us?
I can, Tony.
Excellent. Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, last night, obviously, there's a lot of talk, not just about Magic Round, how it's begun, but about the crackdown, which, as we all know, had been well signposted. What did you make of it?
Well, I think it was pretty much what we had advised would happen. I mean, we briefed the clubs, we briefed the media. Of course, we don't know until the game starts and gets underway what sort of incidents we're going to have to deal with, but you know, I think that to keep it in perspective, yes, there were eight different sin binnings, but four of them took place in the last 2 minutes of each game.
Graham, why now? What it feels like a little bit of policy on the run, like rule changes are being made on the run. Why do it now?
Well, it's a commission policy direction, and it was actually delivered before last round. So I know there are some people who think it's a reaction to what happened last Friday night, but it was actually delivered and distributed to the clubs before we played round nine. Unfortunately, the referees didn't carry it out in the way that it was intended. So Andrew Abdo and I have got a responsibility to make sure that the commission's policies are carried out, and we met with the referees during the week. We spoke to the clubs about it again yesterday, and we saw what we saw.
Graham, everybody understands, you know, what we're trying to achieve with this, but I find it a bit of an anomaly that it's a legs tackle in today's game is a complete no-no because of the way the game is adjudicated. You actually penalise, I don't mean physically, but I mean if a player tackles around the legs, he does not have, or he's not given time to get to marker, and if he's left on the ground, then his side is on the back foot straight away. Surely if we're looking at ways to stop people tackling around the head, we shouldn't be looking at other areas like making something like that more attractive instead of a completely disadvantageous part of our game, because if you tackle around the legs these days, you pay a price for it, and it's a heavy one, and that's why nobody will go there, and that's why we're getting everybody tackling a little bit higher up.
Well, Peter, I don't think anyone's telling players that they have to be around the ankles. You know, I think that what we're saying is that, well, there's a good point actually, that probably 99% of our players, or 98, 99, I haven't done the figures, go through their entire careers and never run foul of the judiciary. And we've got a small number of players who tackle in a target area that leaves little room for error. And if they're going to tackle in that area and they're not prepared to adjust their target area, then they have to be prepared that if something goes wrong, there's a consequence that comes with that.
Did you think any penalties awarded in those first two games fell in the pedantic range? Despite the fact there might have been minimal brushing contact, did you feel as though some could have been better handled in saying play on, but just be careful of that? I think we all know what is something worthy of a penalty in regards to that and something that isn't. And in my personal opinion, I thought there were a number in the first two games where I thought they were particularly pedantic.
Well, Peter, I think everyone's adjusting to this. I mean, it is a, as I've mentioned, it's a direction that's come from the commission. They've got a responsibility for not just what happens in the NRL. They've got a responsibility for everything that happens from every level or at every level of the game. They've got to think about not only the players that are playing the game now, but the players whose mothers are deciding whether they're going to allow them to play the game in the future. They've got to decide what sort of game that they will be playing and whether it'll be attractive to people. We all know what's happening around the world with head injuries and concussion, and the commission just can't ignore that. And, you know, we all thought the world was ending when we decided that shoulder charges were not going to be allowed anymore. We all thought the world was ending when you were going to be sin bin for punching. But what happened? Players adjusted. And, you know, our game's still as popular as ever. It's still as tough as ever. No one's trying to take the toughness out of the game. These are adjustments to the game as the game evolves.
Like Stello, Graham, I know exactly what you're trying to do. I get it. You know, I've got a couple of sons playing the game, and I want them to have the best experience they can have as well. But I know rugby league, and that last night, some of that, what I was watching, seemed like a reaction to what didn't happen last week in the Parramatta and the Roosters game. To me, to fans, I was calling both games. And at halftime in the Broncos and Manly game, there was people walking out of the stadium, and I don't know whether that's because the Broncos were getting their butts kicked or they were sick of the pedanticness, as Stirlo just mentioned, of blowing the whistle more than we've ever heard this season. The new rules are great. The six to go is great. The captain's challenge is great. I just don't know why we had to pick this weekend when we're trying to celebrate this fantastic game to bring all these rules in that has people scratching their head who've paid big money to fly into Brisbane and take time off work to give them that.
Well, Mark, there may have been a few people who left the stadium last night, and for whatever reason, whether it was the scoreline or whatever, but what we need to make sure is that we've got people who are prepared to come into the stadiums in the future, who see our game as being attractive to not only play but to watch. And the game does evolve. Look, you know, I've come through the game in the same sort of era as you guys, so, you know, I love the way the game was played 20 or 30 years ago, but that's in the past. This is
now, and it's the future.
Graham, we all saw how the sin binnings affected those games last night, particularly the second one. Will you look at a five-minute sin bin again for maybe the six again infringements or high shots that aren't over the top?
Well, I think Peter Volandis is on the record this morning as saying that, of course, the Commission will consider that. I mean, they're not going to change it immediately, mid-round, of course, but I think Peter said that they're open to considering that. So, you know, that may well be something that is considered down the track. It was discussed by the Innovation Committee in the off-season, but it was rejected. And if you recall why we originally eliminated 5 minutes in the sin bin, it was because of the constant complaints of inconsistency with some players going to the bin for 10, some going for 5, and so we eliminated the 5 to try and get more consistency. But given the approach now, you know, maybe it is something that needs to be looked at again.
It's a massive old jigsaw puzzle you're in control of there, Graham. And I know you're busy and you have to get away. Really appreciate you giving us up some time. Thank you.
More of a Rubik's cube than a jigsaw. But...
exactly. I still can't solve those things. Thank you, Graham Annesley there.
Oh, look, you know, he said what he needed to say. And, yep. And again, it's all understandable. I just wish our game had time to breathe. Mm. I can't remember the last time... We've had more changes, I keep saying it, in the last 10 years than we had in the previous 100. And I just, I don't know, it just seems we're in a constant flux of spotlight on something and that changes and there's a ripple effect to that and that means we have to deal with those ripples and something else comes in to deal with that. And I don't know, it just seems like a long time to me since we've just been able to sit back and breathe and relax and the game sort of has been what it's supposed to be for too long.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.